Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Joel chapter 2, we were talking about how we can see prophecies from over 2,000 years ago coming to pass today. Listen as we get back to our study for this week. In Hosea chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, we have this prophecy. Come, and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn, and he will heal us. He hath smitten, and he will bind us up. Well, when was Jerusalem and destroyed? Well, that was in A.D. 70. They were torn, the walls brought down, the temple brought down. They were smitten. But he says, he will heal us. He'll bind us up. He said, after 2 days, will he revive us. And on the third day, he will raise us up. And we shall live in his sight. Now, I find that interesting. You say, why is that? Because if they're going to live in his sight, then that simply means that somewhere along the line, Israel is back in the land. In other words, before you can set up a, as the Antichrist will do, Revelation 13, set up an image of himself in the temple has to be there. So the temple will be built and restored. But after 2 days, well, the Bible tells us that one day is with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. We find that out in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8, as well as in Psalms 90. Both old and new covenants have that written in. And so, we find that one day is 1,000 years, 1,000 years is a day in God's sight. So he says, after 2 days, 2,000 years, will he revive us. And the third day, he will raise us up. So we see that they're brought together as a nation. But as Ezekiel 37, there are the bones with the bodies and all brought back together. Ezekiel overlooks them, and they're just laying there. There's no breath. And so they're brought back together, and now they're waiting for the life of Christ in them. Yes, what a picture of Israel regathered in unbelief in Ezekiel 37, where the bones and the sinews and the flesh comes on the bodies, but there's no life in them. And I believe that the Lord then has them prophesy a second time that life comes into them, just to show first that Israel is gathered in unbelief, and then when Christ comes, he's the breath of life. But when these things begin to happen, what does the Bible tell us? Look up, your redemption draws nigh. Oh, my friend, the Lord is coming soon. All these prophecies from the Word of God, many of these things I've shared with you is from the Old Testament, 2,700 years ago and longer. My goodness, there in Genesis chapter 49, that's about 4,000 years ago. And then you look. These New Testament ones are still 2,000 years ago. Wow. So accurate. Jesus is coming again, and he's coming soon. So you just look up. Look up. He is coming. Oh, he's coming for you. He's coming for me. But my friend, he is coming. We're in the initial stages. It's forming. It's not full. but look up. It's on the way. It's on the way. Now consider this from Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 26. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon the holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness. That is everlasting obedience and attendance to the will and the commands of our Lord. And to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the Most Holy, the Lord Jesus Christ. Know therefore and understand from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall even in troublous times. And we read of that in Ezra and Nehemiah that happened after this time of Daniel. It says, and after 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the war, desolations are determined. Well, he just mentioned 69 weeks here. Every day of this week represents a year. He says, when there is a command to rebuild Jerusalem, it starts this countdown. Artaxerxes made that decree in approximately 445 BC. 483 years later, two things happen in a 40-year period. Messiah, Jesus Christ, is cut off. And that is followed by Jerusalem being destroyed as prophesied. But then it stops at the end of the 69th week. The 70th week doesn't start because the 70th week is going to be about Israel. So what is in between? The age that you and I live in now. We call it the church age. But the day is coming, the church age will be moved out, and the next part, the day of the Lord, beginning with the tribulation. We're raptured out, we're saved out of it. Oh yes, we're not going to be a part of it. Praise the Lord for that. I'm glad that we're not. But I also want you to understand that Once we're taken home, there's nothing else you're going to be able to do for the Lord Jesus Christ. Once you're taken out, it is done. It is over. No more chance. None. So we're taken out. And when we're taken out, then sometime after that, the world leader, whom I think is a man of Dan's, I've already said in this passage here, he makes a covenant with Israel that they will trust. He'll confirm the covenant, and that begins after the rapture sometime. After the rapture, that'll confirm the beginning of the tribulation. Now, my friend, we have the 2 days, as in Hosea. And we have the Ezekiel prophecy of gathering in unbelief. And we have a rough lineup of the nations as foretold. We are in the last days before the rapture. Christ said in Luke 13:3, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And that was so important that he said it again just 2 verses later, verse 5 of Luke 13. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Look at verse 6 of our text. Before their face, the people shall be much pained. Pain likened unto the pain of a woman delivering a child in natural birth. All faces shall gather blackness, sudden fear, sudden destruction, sudden evil upon their person. That fear that overcomes. Oh, what a day that'll be for them. But you don't have to be a part of that day. You can be a part of the saved, the resurrected. In John 6:37, Jesus says, "Him that come to me, I will in no wise cast out." But you must come. You must come. He says, "You that cometh to me." You must come to Jesus. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man." No man means absolutely no one else. No one whatever. No man cometh unto the Father, that is, has eternal life in heaven. He says, but by me. Why by him? Because he will pay their penalty on the cross. He will be buried. And 3 days later, he will raise up victorious over hell, victorious over the grave. He will do that having paid in full our sin debt. And so having done that for us, he's the only way to heaven. For he was without sin when he died for us on that cruel cross. What must you do? Well, you must realize your need. In Acts chapter 17, verse 30 and 31, we read this. "In the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth." Who commandeth? God commandeth. God commandeth all men everywhere. That means not one human being is beyond this command that they don't have to follow it. Oh, you can reject it, but you won't have eternal life. You can refuse it, but you won't have eternal life in heaven. You'll live forever in the eternity of the lake of fire. Tormented, night and day, forever and ever. So he says, commanded all men everywhere to repent. And when he said to repent, he meant to repent. You turn from yourself, you turn from depending on yourself, you change the mind about, I'm going to live this way, I'm going to do this the other way. No, you give your life to Christ. He's called Father. That means we're subjected to a father. He's called husband. Whereas the wife's spouse, we are committed to him. We're in obedience to him. So he commands all men everywhere to repent. Why does he do that?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.